For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Kentucky will be the best shooting team in college basketball this season. We're going to defend that take on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Kentucky Wildcats on SI, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how we feeling? It's almost the weekend. We got a good weekend coming up.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm getting excited. You know, Thursday is always better than a Tuesday.
Yes, so. It is. It is. It's why we're always in a better mood on Thursday than Tuesday.
Yeah. So
getting always looking forward
to the weekend for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to next weekend more so though. We're going to go see Foreigner and the Sticks up at Riverbend.
Yeah. Riverbend.
It's going to be some elite stuff. I'm pretty excited about it, but no other stops while we're on that trip. Just
no casino,
no banks. Just Riverbend. Right, Mom? Yeah. Lies. But, you know, I want you to defend that statement, Carson. Kentucky will be the best three-point shooting team in college basketball. Can you defend that statement?
Yeah, I can. I think it's a pretty obvious statement to defend as well. You have a coach whose system loves shooting threes. He was the top five. They had top five attempts last year at BYU. And three pointers. So they're going to shoot a lot of them, and he brings in a class collectively shooting over 40%, more near the 45 actually too. So those are really, really good numbers. And most of the people that we've brought in shot a good amount of three pointers to have on that high percentage as well. So they're not just taking two a game and only hitting one. They're shooting six or seven shots and making three or four of them. So I think we are, and I really don't see another team. I mean, if you all think of one, let me know, but I really don't know another team that's going to shoot as well as Kentucky does this year.
Alabama is going to be good. Yeah. That's the team that comes to mind quickly when it comes to at least in the SEC. But I agree with you, Carson.
Yeah, but they're going to have to play a little different this year, in my opinion, because
they have a better big man.
They got Cliff Amori, and he is not a shooting big. Like Grant Nelson, they could play him at the five and go five out and shoot spread four.
I bet they play him at the four is what they're going to do this year. I'd be curious. I don't know.
But I don't know if I like that as much. I really love their lineup with Grant Nelson at the five. I know he wasn't as good defensively, but, man, that offense was insane. Yeah.
It was one of those things, even if he's bad defensively, if they're making threes, it doesn't matter.
It's like us. If we run Andrew Carr at the five instead of Amari Williams.
Which I would love that. But we're going to do that conversation for another day. But I agree with what you're saying, Carson. Last year at BYU, statistically, they didn't shoot a super high percentage. And I do want to pull that up. I believe it was around their team percentage was about 34, 35, which is not, terrible. I mean, it's not awful. But it's also
how many three-pointers did they take a game? That's you also have to
That's not what I'm arguing. What I'm arguing is that in those same amount of attempts this year, the percentage is gonna be, I think, much higher. That's what I'm arguing.
I agree.
For how many they shot for a team that was solid but not elite. Yeah, 34.8% they shot as a team from three. I think that number is going to be substantially better this year because Coach Pope just has better shooters. I mean, like, it's the same system. You just have better
shooters. He has better shooters, and he has better athletes. Yes. So our players are going to get to their spots faster. They're going to know what to do. Their IQ is going to be higher. Like, there's a lot of different things that go into the process other than just being good shooters.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this. I'm not going to sit here and guarantee – Kentucky to be the best shooting team in college basketball. I would put it at 80%. I feel that confident. It's systematically, this team's made to shoot the ball. But I will guarantee you they're a top five three-point shooting team in college basketball. I'll guarantee that.
top five shooting and top five attempts, both of them.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I think the path to number one is very clearly there. I'd be a little surprised if they weren't in the top three.
I would be too. If they weren't top three, I'd be surprised. Number one is always, there's always some things that could go bounce the other way to be number one, but top
three. And we're getting ready to talk about who we think are going to be the three best 3-point shooting players or 3-point shooters on this team. And here's the deal. I think, and we didn't share our lists, by the way. I don't know who's on Carson's list. He does not know who's on mine.
He wouldn't tell me.
Well, I have a reason. There's a method to my madness because I think your number one's be different from mine, but we'll see. I'm going to let you go first because if ours is the same, it's going to ruin this whole thing. It's going to cry.
Our lists are going to be the exact same.
It'd be pretty fun. It would be really funny if they were. I don't think they're going to be, but I could see if our number one's the same, I think our lists are going to be the same. I'll tell you.
We got to go from three down to one.
That's fair. Fair. That's a good idea. That actually probably is a lot more exciting. You know, a little.
Yeah, builds it up. Come on now.
Yeah. I'm with you. But so, you know, to sum up that conversation on my end here, I think that you're going to see the same offensive system, but you're going to see better athletes and better shooters in that system. Watching BYU play basketball, one of my favorite quotes, I just wrote an article about it over at Kentucky Wildcats on SI. And, you know, it was a quote from Brandon Garrison talking about playing against Coach Pope's system last year. And he's like, y'all can watch it on tape all you want until you like saying like players, like you can watch the offense on tape all you want until you go and face it. You'll never be ready for all the players cutting.
Well, I know that, and that makes total sense because Pope's offense is all about players making own decisions. Right.
Yeah.
So some will go under the screen, like over, like it's just a bunch of different decisions that playing together and practicing it so much that they'll know what decisions the other guys are making just because they've done it so often and they can read they can make their decision based off the defender. So it makes the offense very unpredictable, which is nice.
Yeah. It's going to be great. I mean, it's flat out. The offense is going to be elite. And like I said, the reason that we both feel comfortable making that claim is just because the system is elite. That's already proven. Now you've got the players to fit it at the end of the day. So, Carson, let's get into it. Let's get right on into it. Battle of the basketball brains tonight. Who is number three on your list?
I got Ansley Almanor as my number three.
Okay. Then, I love that. But now I'm trying to decide what your list is going to be after you make your picks.
Okay.
You want to give some rationale behind that?
I like Ansley, and I'll tell you why I like him at my number three. Because I'm not going to tell you who I left off yet because I don't want to give any spoilers.
I think it's going to be who I have at number three. But tell me if it is.
I just think, I mean, he made over four three-pointers in 40% of his games last year. So
yeah.
I think he shoots it at a very, very high clip, and I think he's going to get more run than people think, more playing time. So I'm excited to see him. I think he's going to be a secret weapon for us, honestly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Do you know how many attempts he took per game last year from three, the number?
I think is it around seven or eight?
It's seven, which is really – really absurd.
High. That's really high. For a forward, that's really, really high.
Yeah.
And he shot at a high clip too.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So my number three guy, and it's bold, but we're getting bold.
Uh-oh.
It's Andrew Carr. Now let me rationalize this. So Andrew Carr is a great shooter. We know that. But this system, and I know people get so tired of hearing, well, the Coach Pope system. We say that because it's so important and it's so true how impressive the system is. But last year, I mean, you pull up Andrew Carr's log. Isn't it? You know what's really – it's funny about what I do for a living? I know, like, pretty much every player's the points they averaged the season before and the 3-point shooting percentage from the transfers. Like, it's absurd. Like, I know for a fact Andrew Carr shot 37.1% from three. Like, I know that off the top of my head. I just find
that funny. He's probably looking at it on his phone right next to him.
No, I knew that for a – okay, bad enough of you. I've had enough of you. But so then you look at these numbers. I do have it up, but I knew that for a fact. Okay, so just let's. Okay, pipe down.
Deflate gate.
Deflate gate. Yeah, whatever. but I mean, like, look at the numbers. You know, shot 2, 1, 3, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 3, 6, 3, 2, 5, 7, 4. You know, there's a couple zeros and ones mixed in there here and there where he wasn't shooting a ton of threes. The reason I bring up, and those were his three-pointers taken per game. The reason I bring that up is I think that he's going to be shooting a good amount per game this year. Do I want Andrew Carr shooting 7 threes? Yeah. That's another conversation for another day.
It'll be solely based game to game.
Yeah, I agree too.
Because there's going to be games where they leave him to be the pop guy. And if he's the pop guy and he's not contested, I mean, he's going to shoot that every time. Yeah. So there'll be games where he shoots 7, 8, maybe even 9. And then there'll be games where he shoots 2 or 1.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And if he shoots 40% around there, somewhere in that 38-42% range on 4 attempts per game, you know, you take that 4 or 5 attempts a game. And I think he's going to do that. And I think the value he brings as, you know, a point forward of being able to dribble and shoot and pass, I really think that stuff matters. So, better shooters on this team than him? And we also have to add the caveat. Like, I don't know what your list. I don't have Travis Perry on my list
I don't have him on my list either. Just because he's going to get as much time as all these other guys.
So we agree on that. So I want to reiterate, like, that's why. But yeah. I think that when we're talking about the two deep roster.
Yeah.
We're talking about best shooters, but we're also talking about how important their three-point shooting will be. There's going to be a player or two not on my list that is a better shooter. Ainsley Amonor is a better three-point shooter than Andrew Carr. That's reality. But I think Andrew Carr's shooting, his ability to shoot the three, will be more valuable to this team than Ainsley Amonor's.
Yeah, I consider him for sure.
And that's why I have him 3 over Amonor, who, you know, once again, I did too. I considered Ainsley Amonor, but I think that he's a better shooter than Carr, but I think Carr's threes be more valuable to this team.
It's nice to have the problem to discuss this.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
cause there's like 7, 8 guys you could had on.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they're all good shooters.
So who do you got it to?
For number 2, I got Kerr Crissa.
Go ahead.
And that is because I think he's going to come off the bench and be like, somewhat, I'm not going to compare him to him because it's a crazy comparison, but somewhat of like a Steph Curry role. And he's just going to fire up shots. I mean, his shooting percentage at Arizona, he would take tons of them, and he shot over 40%, I'm pretty sure. I think it's 42, actually.
I think last year, let's test my knowledge. I think he shot 42.4% from 3 last year. I'm going to look it up now. I was not looking it up, but go ahead.
Yeah, but so he's going to shoot a lot of them, and he's going to shoot at a high clip. And the importance to me is he's going to be that spark off the bench that you need.
I told you.
I said, hey, I was close, though. You got to give me my props, too. I said 42. But he's going to come off the bench and give you the spark that you need, maybe if your starting five's having a down night. So I think his shooting is going to be very impactful for this team.
I think that we're about to do the same thing, and people are going to be really mad about it. I'm really excited to hear your number one. I'm really excited because this is I think people are mad about it, but like, you know, in a let's debate way, not like, you know, pitchforks at my house way. But I also have Kerr Crissa at number 2. That is a little, so we're sorry to be boring here, but I think that, you know, Lamont Butler is your point guard who is going to come in and facilitate and defend. And he'll score when you let him. He can score in bunches when he needs to. He has the 24, 25-point games. He can do it. But that's his role. Kerr Crissa's role is to come off the bench and light fire, you know. Like, that's it. You know, he's supposed to come out there and make stuff happen. Yeah. Boom.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Coach Pope is going to check him in and be like, start shooting, son. Just fire him up.
Yeah.
And he's just going to start chucking him.
That 42.4%, which, you know, I knew off the top of my head because I'm a literal genius, as y'all found out the other day when I tried to read the word familiarity. But that's on 5 attempts per game. Once again, we're not talking about a guy that's going 1 for 3. You know, we're not.
5 attempts a game is nuts. Averaging 5 is nuts.
Well, it's nutser that Almanor averaged 7.
Yeah, I am very starting to buy into the Almanor.
I am too. We talked about that today, I think. Didn't we talk about that a little bit on Monday?
I think so.
But I think Kreese, once again, I am talking about, I'm ranking this list. Now, I do think Kreese is a better pure shooter than Almanor and Andrew Carr, but I am basing my list based on how valuable I think the threes are going to be to the team. So that's my reasoning. And I think Kirk Kreese coming off the bench and being the guy off the bench that's, hey, score the basketball.
You know, we need a bucket.
He's going to be the guy.
He's taking the shot.
And that's what I'm saying. That is why his three is going to be so valuable, but he's also just a flat-out great shooter. Carson, who do you have number one?
I have Kobe Brea at number one. And it's because, I mean, you don't have Kobe?
I went bold.
Okay. Well, at least we're giving you some entertainment because I thought we were going to have such more similar lineups. But Kobe, I picked Kobe because, I mean, he's shot 50% from three. He's technically the greatest shooter in the last decade in college basketball, so it's hard not to pick him. And I've heard really good things about him in practice, and people just around the program saying that he absolutely can't miss. So I'm really excited to see him in blue and white. I know if you all haven't watched, I recommend go watching his Dayton highlights, because he can fill it up. And he had the ball a lot too. Like, he could score off the dribble, which was nice. So I think he's going to be the best shooter on the team.
So if we would have done this list, you know, I think that we did it a little bit differently, and because Kobe Brea is the best shooter on this team. Shooter. I think that when it
you
comes
picked Jackson to, Robinson, didn't you?
I picked Jackson Robinson.
Yeah.
I think that Jackson Robinson is the best player on this basketball team. What did we hear about the La Familia scrimmage? The dude had like 32 threes. Like, I think that Jackson Robinson's importance to this team. So here's the deal. If we would have expected.
I didn't pick him so he can use it as fuel.
Yeah. Bulletin board material. Man, that Carson Nash is hating him. But so once again, I want to keep reiterating what I was, the thought behind this list for me. So people aren't like, oh man, what is this guy yapping about? Kobe Brea, when it comes to importance, I think when it comes to shooting three ball for me, would have been 4 on my list. I think that Andrew Carr, when you add the size, you know, and the ability to really, you know, stretch the force, pull the floor, spread the floor.
Even the fact that he is like actually the greatest college basketball shooter in the past decade. Like, and how many attempts did he have a game last year?
I don't know that. I don't know that, honestly. But, my reasoning, so you have to understand, I just have a feeling that when it comes to the value, a 3-point shot like, comes from
I'm just players. now I'm a little surprised because he didn't make the list at all.
But you have to understand, I think that we took this list two different directions. I took it value. I just said he's the best shooter on this team. I'm talking about the value. It's almost like I think we know what we're getting from him, 3-point shooting. He's going to shoot 45% from three. So, you know, I really want, like, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like Kobe will be one of those guys where he's just averaging, like, 18 points a game, but it's, like, the quietest 18. I feel really good about him.
All right, here, let me spit something here. And
I agree with you, though. I think Jackson will be the best player on the team. I agree.
But do you see what I'm talking about when it comes to the value their threes are going to bring? I just think, because for Kerr, what I'm saying is he's going to come off the bench and be the guy that has to fill it up. That's what he has to be. That's going to bring a ton of value. Andrew Carr is going to be the big guy who shoots. Watch, you know, the Ali Khalifa last year from at BYU. Now, I'm pretty sure he was their five, but points, you know, and Carr will be the four. But point is, you know, Coach Pope likes big guys who can facilitate, pass, and shoot. And I think that's why Carr's going to be so valuable. I have a bold take here, and I'm probably going to be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I have a feeling that – now, I think that Kobe Bray ends up being the third best three-point shooter on this team. That's crazy. I understand. If you want to yell at me, go to Carson's house, yell at him instead. But I think that statistically and makes per game, I have a feeling that Jackson Robinson and Kirk Kreisa have a better shooting year than Kobe Bray. Not that he's going to be bad. I'm not saying that. He is not going to be bad. He's going to be great. I think that they're going to be better. I just do. I could be wrong. I'm wrong often. But this is just my feeling. I think Jackson Robinson is going to be one of the best players in college basketball this season. And I think Kirk Kreisa is going to be your Reed Shepard, Rob Dillingham off the bench, where he comes in and just fills it up. He could even be the second or third best leading scorer on the team. So that's my rationale. If y'all think I'm crazy, I understand. I know it sounds crazy. I do.
Kobe Bryant will be the best three-point shooter on this team.
You feel that way? You fully feel that way?
Yes, 100%. Because you got to think, I think Jackson will probably have more attempts, which makes his percentage go down. And I think Kobe is going to get so many more open looks because he's not on Dayton.
I think this system is going to help him get more looks. Okay, yeah. You're talking me out of my take. I tried to make a bold take, and you're talking me out of it.
You got Jackson Robinson that's going to handle the ball and get Kobe open.
Yeah. Do you see where I'm coming from at all?
I mean, No, I do. Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you because I see what you're.
I don't I disagree. With
you're trying
you.
To like, go, and I somewhat feel that way as well. Like Jackson Robinson is going to be the most important player on the team, regardless. Yeah. Point blank. Period. He's the best player on our team, and I fully agree with that statement. But I'm just saying I don't think we should undershadow that Kobe Bryant is like better shooter than Jack Gold. Like that's what we don't understand.
Well, so am I. But so let me explain this one more way. What I'm trying to do right now is put out the fire that is going to be coming toward me in the YouTube comments. I'm trying to put that out as we progressively go here. So
burn it.
Okay.
Light the match.
Let me give one more spiel at this. Just hear me out one more time. Who do I think is the best natural shooter on this basketball team? It's Kobe Bray, and I don't think it's relatively close. Who do now?
Well, if you're just saying that, then you got to throw in Travis.
That's actually a really good point. That's fair. That's a good point. That's it. You make a solid point. Frankly, I think Travis might end up being just as good.
I'm saying. I agree with you.
So let me give the spiel. So what I was ranking my list off when it went Robinson, Kreisa, Carr. I'm trying to argue that how important the threes will be to the team. There's not an unimportant three. I'm not saying that. But I think that, like, Kobe Bryant's role is to come in and shoot threes. We know he's going to be here to make threes. He's going to, you know, go 3 for 5, 2 for 5 every game. I think we know that. We know the value. The opposing teams watching his film are going to know that. Everyone knows that. The question is, where can you get other threes? You know what I mean? That's what I was kind of basing this off of. And then when it comes to my percentage thing, this is my thing. I have a feeling, I think that Kobe Bryant is going to he's going to shoot over 40%. I'm not disputing that. I just think that Jackson Robinson and Kirk Kreisa are going to have career seasons.
So
and I think
you you're in full belief that Kobe Bryant goes from Dayton shooting 50% to shooting lower at Kentucky with more weapons around him. I say the only way that happens is if he shoots more than the attempts that he shot last year.
I don't think shooting 50% is over a career. You know, it can't be that sustainable.
I agree.
And it's the SEC. There, you got more athletes. You got better defenders.
But when you've done it for 4 years, like.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that I agree with what you're saying. I'm not disputing this at all. I don't. Okay. Can I say what I'm thinking but not saying?
Yeah.
I don't think Kobe Bryant is going to have as elite of a season as everyone's putting it out to be. I don't. That's my take. I try not to be negative about things people are really excited about because I know people are excited about Kobe Bryant, and I am too. I think that he's going to end up the value.
Boy, when you got that hot hand, man, there's nothing that can stop you.
I agree.
You know? Like,
I agree.
You've seen it? Watch.
I've watched every second of his film. It's a bold take. Give me a bold fantasy football take right now, Carson. Do you not have any bold fantasy football take?
I'm just saying, though, like, when a shooter gets hot, it does not matter if three people are on him or if nobody's on him. It's going to go in.
I agree with you. I'm just that's my bold take. You can't bold take shame.
Bold fantasy football take is Saquon's RB1.
No. A bold fantasy football take is Raheem Mostert outplays A-Chan again this year. And Cooper Kupp has a better year than Puka Nacua. Take those home with you.
Cooper one is factual.
Yes. Take those two fantasy nuggets from me, not what he said. And don't you dare.
Put the crown on me, buddy. Back-to-back champs.
Just bumps into a championship back-to-back years and acts like he's King Crappa all of a sudden. Whatever. I'm winning this year. It's end of story. But
focus on making the playoffs.
I think that we can have this argument again. I'm trying to not pour gasoline on the fire. I'm trying to put water on it. I want to one more time. I do not think Kobe Bryant is going to have a bad season. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't think he's going to come to Kentucky and do exactly what he did last year. And I think that he's going to shoot 40, 41, 42%. I do. I really do. You're saying better system and all that. And that's all true. But also, I mean, there are better, quicker closeouts.
In my opinion, he just has to do less to get the same success.
I don't disagree with you. It's just a gut feeling. I could be wrong. I mean, my goodness. I very well could be wrong. You're not letting me live this one down. You're not letting me.
I came to argue today. I put my debating hat on today.
All right. Well, you are. Never mind.
They haven't seen it. They haven't seen it, me and you debate, I don't think.
Yeah, but.
That's more in the phone calls.
Yeah, but normally, then I get really angry about things.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
It all started when he got blocked by me in basketball.
Yeah, it was not you. It was AJ.
It was me. AJ was recording it.
Oh, then I walked home. Shout out AJ. Walked home. All right. Quick recruiting nugget. We both predict Malachi Moreno to commit to Kentucky tomorrow morning. Carson, what would you say your confidence level is?
Well,
just say it.
I'd say 10. Yeah, I think this one's over.
10%?
No, out of 10. 1 out of 10? He's a 10 out of 10. He's a lock.
You just make that up? Because I said, whatever. I'm going to say 100%. I feel very confident he's going to Kentucky. We've seen this stuff happen in recruiting over history. Sometimes it happens, but I don't think it is. Kevin, I think Malachi Moreno is staying at home. And if he does commit to Kentucky, we'll have a show quickly, right after he does, we're going to break it down, talk about who is he as a player, stuff like that. So be ready for that if he does pick Kentucky. Any other thoughts, Carson, before we call it a day?
None other than I hope y'all get him in the comments.
Don't get me in the comments. Don't do that. You can be nice. You can be nice. You can get me and be nice. That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Get him.
Yeah. No, nothing out of pocket. How about that? Let's keep it in pocket. So if Malachi commits to Kentucky tomorrow, we'll have a pod for you, hopefully pretty quickly after he commits. And then that's the plan there. So there we go. But yeah, let us know y'all's thoughts in the comments. Is it a crazy take to say that Kentucky's going to be the best three-point shooting team in college basketball? Let us know that in the YouTube comments. Hope everyone has an outstanding rest of their Thursday. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Hopefully, we're really excited
tomorrow
at 11:30. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow. I feel pretty confident we will. But hope everyone has a great rest of your day today, and we will see you next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.